72-53, East Sac boys defeat Storm Lake St. Mary's, and Coach Todd Bontrager has sent a couple of his guys up to recap this one. And starting, well, we have our co-Wellzag Supply of Fonda players of the game. And first up, it is Cameron Wernemont, who had a game-high 26 points here tonight. Got up early, Cam, but it was a battle really from there on out until the fourth quarter got going. What was this one like in your mind?
Well, we got off to a really quick start there, and we got a little soft. We're thinking we had a little lead, thought we were going to cruise past them, and those guys just came right back at us and got back into the game and fought us hard. And then we were finally able to pull away towards the end there, making some shots, getting some good looks inside, and making our free throws.
Panthers did get back in it, and it was a two-point lead for you at halftime. Panthers chipped away in that first half, but could not quite get over the top, so you maintain that lead. What were coaches' focal points at the half?
Coach was telling us to get out on the shooters because DeMars was really hitting his shot out there, and we were getting kind of lackadaisical inside in our 2-3 zone, and so we had to extend that out a little bit. And I think once we contained their main players, they kind of struggled to move the ball around on us.
You feel you did a better job at least contesting Michael's shots as the game went along into that second half?
Yeah, I thought we played really well with him in the second half. I think he had 15 to 22 points after the third quarter. And I thought we really started contesting his shots later in the second half and not letting him get those easy looks that he had earlier.
Well, what about yourself finishing with, as I said, 26 here tonight and averaging over 19 per game on the year, shooting a great percentage overall from the field and from downtown? What's been the difference maker for yourself this year?
For myself, I've really had to step it up this year. Since we're being a young team, I've really had to take it upon myself, taking control of the game and getting others involved. And we've really been doing a really good job moving the ball around and getting open looks for myself and others. And I've really just been knocking it down.
Coach said his really only issue with you this year and in the past is telling you to shoot the ball more. Is that right? I guess that's easier to handle than vice versa.
Right, yeah. He has been always keeping on to me. He says I shoot a really high percentage and that I really need to shoot it more often.
Well, Cam is shooting well again here tonight in the win over St. Mary. Thanks a lot for the time. We'll let you go with that.
Thank you.
And hear from your teammate, Sam Scott, also sharing in the Wellzag Supply of Fonda player of the game. Sam, if you want to sound your own horn here, please feel free to do so. Ask me what you felt as far as a tipping point in this game. You get a buzzer beater before the end of the third quarter to put you back up, which turned out to be to stay, and then you get a three-point play to start the fourth quarter. How big of a swing do you feel that was?
Oh, I think it really got started going in the fourth quarter and finishing the game out.
Well, you had to have a double-digit rebounds here tonight in addition to your 12 points and crashing the glass quite well all over the O boards. And Coach Landgraf for St. Mary's said that was one thing they were real concerned about, as you guys have a few guys flying around in there, yourself included, definitely. How big a factor do you feel that was for you here tonight?
I think it gave us a lot of second chances to score, so what we needed.
Anything else stand out for you? Great to get off to 11-0 lead here tonight.
Yeah, that really helped us out. We need to keep going, though. We had a little short timeout where we slowed down a little bit, but we got to keep going in the game.
Yeah. Keep it up throughout. Keep that intensity. Is that something Coach harps on you, not only tonight, maybe?
Yeah, he's always honest. We got on our intensity in the game. We got to keep it up.
You know, Coach said that as close as you've played in a lot of games against a frontline competition in the Twin Lakes Conference, falling just close in so many of them, that it's going to, you know, take a win or two in games like this and against some of those types of opponents to maybe get your confidence going. What do you take away from some of the games so far that you've played so well in against some of these great teams? Just hasn't happened for you. Where do you feel you're at with this team right now?
I think we're going to get better now. This is just another growing point, another wall that we knocked down. We have to keep going now, knock down more walls.
And going to a GTRA tomorrow, one of those close games, you played them by 3 points at your place here just before a Christmas break. It was a few weeks ago, I know, but what do you recall from that game, and what's it going to take to turn the tide on them?
I think we're going to have a lot more. We're going to have to rebound the ball, keep that their point guard, their main player out of the pitcher, so we can win the W.
Hey, Sam, thanks a lot. Congrats on this one.
Yep.
Sam Scott and Cameron Warnemont before that. Thank you guys for stopping up again.